Jumbo, my friends. I'm Coach Zo, or the Coach Zo you know. This is What the Foss. And today's podcast is a little bit different from some others. Two reasons for that. Number one, it's different because I'm outside. I'm walking a few dogs all at the same time while recording this. But the second reason is because I had a nice video that was all set up, and everything seemed to be going well for it, and then the file was corrupted, which means I lost all that progress on that video, which also had the audio. And, you know, it's something to learn from, and it's something where I lost any bit of that podcast episode. So I wanted to record something similar to it because I think it still teaches a good lesson when it comes to some things about messing up and some of the different things that I think about, especially what I've thought about in the first quarter of this year from January through March. So I have three quotes for you that I've basically followed and done my best to stick to, and how they've really applied to different areas of my life, and hopefully they apply to some areas of yours. The first quote that I have is, dedication brings motivation. It's not the other way around. I think a lot of times people think that you really have to get motivated and hyped up to do something first, then you'll start to do it all the time and it'll become a new habit, and that's how you'll get good at something. When in reality, it's the opposite. See, you need to be dedicated to something first and put in that practice, then and only then are you able to start getting more motivated because you are getting better at that because it's become a part of your regular routine. See, I've read a book a couple times now. It's one of my more favorite books called Atomic Habits, and in that book, one of the things they talk about is that we don't rise up to our motivations, we fall to our systems. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that it's not that we have to all of a sudden get motivated every time before we do anything ever. The actual reason is that we just will get motivated. You'll hear a cut in that recording there, because as I was walking, I had a guy that looked me dead in the eye and then started his lawnmower right next to me. So, you know, these things happen when you're out walking. But anyhow, the fact that we don't rise up to our motivations, that means that we don't have to get motivated every single time before doing something, because motivation is fleeting. If you were always motivated before you did everything, you could always do everything perfectly as you started to do it, and it wouldn't matter how many days it had been. If you were just always motivated, you could just always keep going and doing the thing that you need to do. But that's not the case, because we can be motivated to go do something on some days, and then other days we say, you know what, I just want to not do anything and just lay on the couch, and I just want to avoid this altogether. So when motivation doesn't help, we fall to the level of our systems. And so our systems are basically our habits. They're the things that we do on a daily basis. They're the way that we make decisions. And the way you can figure out real quick what your systems are is, as soon as you wake up, in the first like 20 minutes of waking up, what are the things that you do? And I say this because I used to have some really terrible systems when I would wake up. When I would wake up, I would just kind of lie there, I would grab my phone, I would surf my phone in my bed, and then when I would need to go to work or do something I actually needed to do, I would then have to rush around and be annoyed and not have anything ready, so just kind of like throw some quick food in a Tupperware and then just head out the door. Now, the other way to make that system, which I do more of now, is that I get up, I'll check my phone about some quick important emails or messages from clients, and then I've already laid out my running clothes for the day, or I've already laid out my laptop in a good place to start my work there, or I have some reminders about appointments, just something to basically start off some new, better habits and start them with a certain cue, which then creates that response of me getting up to do that thing where the reward is that I've successfully gotten things done. So, good thing to remember that dedication brings motivation, not the other way around. Second thing, you have to be bad at something before you're good at it. I am bad at a lot of things.
I tend to beat myself up for it a little bit too much. And that's one of my kind of bad qualities, is that when I don't do something well or something doesn't go as planned, it's not anybody else's fault, it's my own, and I tend to beat myself up for not making the right decisions. But the thing I need to remind myself of is that there are certain things that I have a lot of experience in. I have a lot of experience in running. I have a lot of experience in fitness coaching. Both of those are around a decade of experience in those, where I've had a lot of trial and error, and I've been able to figure it out along the way. I was bad at those things at first. I was really bad at running. I knew some things about personal training, but I wasn't experienced in it. I wasn't good at it. And then over time, I've gotten better. I've built up certain skills for it. I've figured out the better way to do things, the better habits to have for my coaching and also for running. But I never took any business management courses in college. I didn't have any like business mentor to help with this, and I'm a couple years into this business. You know what? It's much better than it was a couple of years ago at the start, but it can definitely be better. So remember, whether your thing is a business or you're trying to get into fitness or you just have some hobby you want to pick up or you're a new parent, you don't always have to be good at it at first. You will be bad at that thing at first. But what's important is that you know if you're bad at something at first, that you'll practice, you'll stay dedicated to it, and then you'll get better at it along the way. Third and final thing. It's okay to not be okay. Now, when I tell that to people, they always think, oh man, like, are you depressed about something? Like, is anything wrong? Do you need help with anything? And it's not that. The biggest thing is that you don't always have to be fully happy and cheerful and have everything going perfectly in your life, because it's unrealistic. It's not always going to be that way. There's things that are going to come up that are going to throw you off this dedicated schedule that you have. And your mind doesn't have to go to, oh man, well, if this thing happened, then all these other bad things are going to happen. And then all this has just been wasted time, and I failed at all of these things. You got to remind yourself that, like, if you're not okay at some point, like, that's okay. You need to remind yourself to tell yourself that it's okay. Because, again, just like we talked about, you can be bad at things at first, and then with some dedication, some good habits, some practice, we can get better at those things. But it's a bunch of wasted energy to basically worry about things that haven't happened yet. And that's most of the stuff that we worry about, are things that haven't even happened yet. Things that haven't even come onto the radar. It's just things that we think maybe could go wrong. If you have, I like to do it in things that I know about. So let's say for running, for example. If you have some race you haven't even run yet, of course it'll go through your mind to think about so many of these bad things that could happen. How you could trip, you could break your ankle, how you could run out of breath, how you could not finish the race, how you could get hit by a car while running. Like, there's all these things that I can make up that can happen, but you don't know until you know. Like, there's so many positive things that can happen with that too. So you don't need to waste your time worrying about the things that haven't happened yet. You just need to remind yourself that learning is a part of this whole process, so that if you're not okay at one point, that's totally okay. It's part of the process of learning, of getting better at something. Sure, you failed at it. Sure, you had some moments where it sucked. But with practice, with dedication, these things get better. That's the way you get better at things. It's not a simple process, but it is a process. I just wanted to remind you of these kind of three quotes today. And just like with my first podcast file happening to be corrupted, you know, things don't always go your way. And just because one thing goes wrong doesn't mean that's the reason you should give up on something or that's the reason you should stop doing something. Give it another shot, get up, try that thing again, and get better at some different unique skills and crafts, because that's a big part of life. I appreciate you joining me. If you have any questions at all, make sure to reach out on Instagram at FOSS_movement, or you can find our website, FOSSmovement.com. Take chances, make mistakes, and keep trying. You'll get better at it. You'll keep going with it. Don't give up. Talk to you soon.